Right, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the ordinary meeting of the Devonport City Council for Monday, the 23rd of July. We have an apology from Alderman Laycock, who is currently on leave. And I would, Council acknowledges and pays respects to the Tasmanian Aboriginal community as the traditional and original owners and continuing custodians of this land. All persons in attendance are advised that it's Council policy to record Council meetings in accordance with Council's audio recording policy. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on Council's website for a minimum period of 6 months. Members of the public in attendance at the meeting who do not wish for their words to be recorded and or published on the website should contact a relevant Council officer and advise of their wishes prior to the start of the meeting. As I've said, we have an apology from Alderman Laycock. Item 2.0, declarations of interest in this meeting.
Acting Mayor, I'd like to declare an interest in item 5.2.
5.2. Thank you. No
Thanks.
Others?
Madam Chair, I have one in item 5.1.
5.1?
Yep.
Thank you.
And Mayor.
Any others?
Item 5.2.
5.2?
5.1, sorry.
5.1.
Dyslexic look there.
Thank you. Alderman Matthews, could you... Thank you, everyone. Moving on to confirmation of the minutes, item 3.1.1, the 25th of June. Thank you, Alderman Matthews. Alderman Milne. Alderman Matthews. Alderman Milne.
Nothing to add, Madam Chair.
Any other comments, questions? Alderman Matthews to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 3.2 is public question time. Members of the public are invited to ask questions in accordance with Council's public question time policy. I would remind you that a maximum of 2 questions per person are permitted. A maximum period of 3 minutes will be allowed for each person, and if time permits, there will be time for... If there's time, you will be able to have a further 3rd question. Are there any questions from the gallery? Oh. Just one moment, Mr. Russell. Item 3.2.1 is, I should have done. Thank you. Thank you, Alderman Perry. Alderman Emerton. Alderman Perry.
Nothing other than good answers to the questions, so thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Emerton. Any other comments? Alderman Perry to close.
I'll close, thank you.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Thank you. My apologies. Don't have any questions on notice at item 3.2.2 from the public. Questions without notice from the public. Now, Mr. Russell, I apologise.
Rodney Russell, 225 Steele Street, Devonport. I understand from the agenda that Devonport City Council is about to move into its new council chambers using a removalist, and also to have a sale of unwanted items which are in storage. The question I have is, I would appreciate it if Devonport City Council could, during its move to the new council chambers and before it has the sale of unwanted items in storage, that it makes a concerted effort to find the missing items which belong to Devonport's sister city association.
Thank you, Mr. Russell. That concerted effort has been ongoing for some time. I understand we have located some of those items and that search will continue. Thank you.
Sorry, you have located some?
It's my understanding we've located at least one of the kimonos.
But not all?
The search continues.
Ah, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, I was just making sure that it was done before there was too much disruption.
Thank you.
Thank you. Another question?
You have another question, if you may? Yes.
Yeah. I see we have no public toilets. They've been dismantled.
They would have been...
Yeah, through you, Madam Chair. Look, as part of our move, we've had to take the toilet block from out the back, but certainly if any members of the public wish to use the toilets, we can take them through to the to the toilets in the building.
I might have to. I was planning on going before. But
this is the last meeting we will be having in this room. So
I understand that.
Yes.
Thank you.
My name is Douglas Jandy, 23 Watkinson Street, Devonport. Page 15 of tonight's agenda. Table 1 has 5 conforming tenders. The paragraph under the table lists a number of selection criteria. How many of the successful tenders in the last financial year have been other than the lowest price?
I would need to take that on notice, Mr. Jenny. Thank you.
Second question. Naming and spelling. Pages 22, 23, 61, 68 and 76 and maybe others mention the convention centre. However, the first three have a different spelling to the last two. It appears that council personnel do not know what it should be. What is the correct spelling?
It's A's all the way, but I would need to...
That's that word that naming the convention centre.
The Paranapple Centre?
Yes.
Yes. P-A-R-A-N-A-P-L-E.
You seem to have some confusion as to how to spell that word and write it.
We will tighten that up, Mr. Jenny. Thank you for bringing it to our attention.
Malcolm Gardam, 4 Beaumont Drive, Mindetta. Just firstly, I'd like to commend the Acting Mayor on getting the planning approval right for the Optus Tower, as confirmed by the State Planning Commission. Also, can I ask a clarification? And I read something from the General Manager regarding questions on notice, or questions without notice, which were subsequently taken on notice. Can you just refresh my mind for me? If you take one of these questions without notice, on notice, that is it transferred to the next agenda and the next meeting, or is it going to be answered within 10 days of this question being asked?
It would be, you would get a response in writing,
yep.
And then it would be noted in the next agenda as well.
Okay, just because it's taken on notice, just gives you the time to answer it, which is understood. Okay, thank you. Question one. For the record, will Council please confirm that all of the development managers, that's P plus I costs, being in excess of $3.2 million and as at the 30th of June 2017, plus the 2017-18 financial year costs yet to be announced, are accounted for in the declared $70.1 million cost of Living City Stage 1?
My answer would be yes, but I will seek clarification or take it on notice.
Just through you, Madam Chair, so if I understand Mr. Garm's question, you're saying the total costs that Council has paid to P&I over the time that we've engaged them?
Yeah, correct.
No, there was a period where they were engaged prior to starting on Stage 1.
Right, that was about $400,000, I believe.
Yeah,
so that's not accounted for in the current?
The work costing. That relates to Stage 1 is included in the $71 million budget for Stage 1.
Is that all
but there
costs
was some previous,
that are declared?
There were some previous Allow costs
the question to be answered, if you would,
prior Mr. to that which were have been declared in our annual report, which aren't part of that Stage 1 funding.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair, I just need to be very clear on this, because I think I've got two conflicting answers, and that's why I've asked it for the record. All of the costs that have been declared for P plus I, are they included in the 70? Are they accounted for?
If you're not satisfied with that question, I will take it on notice and we will answer in writing.
Okay, it's pretty clear, the question.
Thank you.
Question two. If all costs are not accounted for as part of Stage 1, will Council please advise specifically where those costs or part thereof those overall costs are specifically accounted for?
I've already indicated, we will include that in,
yep,
in the
that's
response.
Fine. Thank you. Foreshadow a third question. Thank you. I'll give you the whole lot.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Bob Vellacott, ratepayer. Acting Mayor.
Your address, Mr. Vellacott, please.
Pardon?
Your address, please.
Oh, sorry, 11 Cocker Place, Thank Devonport. You. Acting Mayor, I previously, among other things, asked what the cost to ratepayers will be to strengthen the mezzanine floor within Providore Place. However, no answer has been given in regard to the amount payable. My question is, specifically, what is the amount that ratepayers will have to pay for the work that was necessary to strengthen the mezzanine floor in Providore Place?
Through you, Madam Chair, we've answered that question a couple of times to Mr. Vellacott, and I think on our most recent correspondence we said we didn't have anything further to add.
Excuse me, could you just speak up a little bit, please, Claire?
The question's been asked and answered, Mr. Vellacott. Thank you. Do you have a second question?
No, I'm sorry, I didn't hear it.
No, but in writing previously is my understanding. We have answered that question previously.
Sorry, you have not given the cost. You have answered, yes, that it had to be strengthened. And one of my questions in previously was, what was the cost?
If we have answered the question, then we've answered the question, Mr. Vellacott, too, as much as we're going to answer it. So did you have a second question? Thank you.
Is it fair, my next question, is it fair and reasonable that ratepayers should be held responsible for whatever it costs to rectify a deficient structurally designed floor structure for an own use
at the
initial design?
Mr. Vellacott, I'm not accepting that question. That indicates something that is not true and is indicating some insult to my staff, so I will not accept it. Your question has already been asked and answered. Thank you. That's your two questions. If you have a further question, you may ask later. Thank you.
Well, yes. Can I move on to, third one, if there's anything.
Were there any other questions from the gallery?
I'll have my reserve.
Question three. Council's previously advised that the Paranapple Centre, I hope I spelled it wrong, including the Conference Centre and Providore Place, will open for business on the 3rd of September 2018. However, in the General Manager report at item 21.11, it states it is currently anticipated that all council, library and Service Tasmania operation will commence in the Paranapple Centre on Monday the 3rd of September. Accordingly, after some 2 years under construction and only 6 weeks to opening, can Council confirm the date for handover by the builder, i.e. a firm date for practical completion? And if there is, are there any acceleration costs payable to the builder involved? I have made a comment that I think it's dragging its tail for some time.
Thank you, Mr. Garden.
Look, through you, Madam Chair. The opening date is the 3rd of September, and barring any unforeseen issue happening, we believe that we'll achieve that date and be open on that date.
3rd of September, you mate.
The 3rd of September,
not January.
Yeah, 3rd of September.
It was January.
Sorry.
Okay, so you'll give me a written answer for that, please?
No, your question's been answered. It will be noted in the minutes of the next meeting. Thank you.
So no acceleration cost involved in getting there?
No.
No? No, that's a no.
That's okay. A no.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Vellacott.
Thank you, Mayor. Question, what is the now projected date that all tenancies in Providore Place will be open for business, and is Council comfortable with the loss of return and or income due to all the obvious delays in the fitting out and completion of the premises?
Mr. Vellacott, that's a matter between the lessee of Providore Place. I understand that they're all underway. Perhaps Mr. Atkins has something more to add.
Yeah, we understand around the end of August, they're saying at this stage that three of the tenancies will be open.
In August? Working,
sorry? The end of August.
End of August, okay, thank you.
anticipate.
It's just had so many. There's been just so many openings or the dates bandied
thank
around.
You, thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Bellcott. Thank you. We have no questions on notice from Alderman. We'll move on to item 3.4.1, dedication Mary Binks notice of motion from Alderman Jarman.
So moved.
Thank you, Alderman Jarman. You may.
I suppose it does say that this is going to go to a future workshop, and I'm very happy for that to do so, so that we can have a major discussion on this. But I'd just like to, I suppose, bring it to notice the attention of my fellow colleagues that I know we could set a precedent if we start trying to decide on one person to honour and then another family could come through and say, well, what about my father? He did a lot for the area. But I think it's a shame if we look at that and say, OK, we don't name anything after anybody from now on and we don't dedicate things to certain people because of that problem. This lady has done so much for the region, and with her passing, I know that there's not one person out there that wouldn't have an issue, that would have an issue with us doing something in this lady's honour. It's not about her being our mayor, it's about everything she did for the region, and it's so many different things that she was on, included what I've mentioned in my supporting document, in the documentation there. I just think that it's very important that we honour Mary and do it in a very tasteful way, whether it's naming her after a room in the council area or whether it's something in the new parklands. And I certainly think we should have something about the history of what this lady did, about her accomplishments and her achievements. And I just think that it would be something that we should really seriously look at.
Thank you. Alderman Jarman. Alderman Matthews.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Look, I'm very happy to second this motion, and I totally agree with Alderman Jarman with this. I think as one of the aldermen here, and I think Alderman Goodman was here when she was the mayor. So we're very much aware of how she operated, and she didn't stand nonsense, of course. A wonderful lady involved in so many charities, and this community was so much for the better for what she did. She was our first female mayor of the city, and I think we do need to honour her in some way. And I don't know whether we'd call it a precedent, because I think she's an exceptional person, and I think we should do that as a matter of course. So, yes, I'm very happy to do that, and I encourage Alderman to accept.
Thank you, Alderman Matthews. Alderman Emerton.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I certainly support it going to a workshop, and just like to perhaps advise there will be a memorial service being held on August the 4th. It's Saturday, August the 4th at 11 a.m. at the Entertainment Centre, and that'll be sponsored by Grands Van and a little bit by Council as well. And that will be a great time for everyone in Devonport to come together and honour this most amazing lady. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Goodwin.
Yes, Madam Mayor, I was only going to move a procedural motion for it to come back to workshop, but I think it's going to do that anyway, so that's
thank
fine.
You. Alderman Perry.
Thanks, Madam Chair. Yeah, I'm going to support Alderman Jarman's notice of motion. We're really only taking it to a workshop, and I note the officer's comments that naming convention for the Parramatta Centre has already been discussed and formalised, but there are other opportunities that we may identify in a workshop where the name of Mary Binks can be honoured. So on that basis, I'll support the recommendation.
Thank you, Alderman Perry. Alderman Milne?
I'd just like to add that, we have some powerful women in this region, Dame Enid Lyons, that we have commemorated, and I think Mary Binks is another one of those that, you know, has broke through the glass ceiling and shown that as a woman of her time, she was a powerful force, and she does deserve to be recognised in this city for the number of egalitarian works that she instigated, especially the work with the poor. So, yes, I fully support Alderman Jarman's motion.
Thank you. I'll bring it back to Alderman Jarman to close.
Thank you. And just acknowledgement to Alderman Emmerton for making sure that there was a memorial held here for Mary Binks. I think it's an amazing thing to be doing for the community, because not everyone was able to attend the service up in Launceston. And the staff at council that have organised it as well, congratulations, because it's going to be a wonderful day. And I hope everybody spreads the word and makes sure that there's lots of people there. But yes, I'm looking forward to having a good discussion in the workshop and seeing what we can come up with to honour this wonderful lady. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 3.4.2, review of parking. Notice the motion, Alderman Milne.
Okay, so I'll...
So moved?
Yes,
do you have a seconder?
Do I have a seconder?
I'll second.
Alderman Jarman. Thank you. Alderman Milne.
So this has been brought to my attention by a number of people out there in the public who are unable to use their parking voucher books in both the Bear Street car park and the multi-storey car park at the moment. As it outlined in my supporting information, people who are entitled to these booklets on average get between $40 and $60 a day. So if you're thinking that parking isn't very expensive and it costs, you know, $2 or $3 an hour, when you're on between $40 and $60 a day, that's a considerable amount of money to be finding when, you know, food and milk and bread and things are of utmost importance. Now, to be eligible for the booklet, you have to be a current pensioner holding a healthcare card. And so currently, in this city at the moment, we give out 2,700 of those booklets, because that's how many people in this city live on between $40 and $60 a day. So we need to be thinking. We are thinking always about improving access into our city. And by improving access, I don't mean just disability access or any other access. I mean financial access as well. We need to be looking at ways to be supporting those 2,700 residents, and obviously their partners, and to be fully involved and access our city to do the things that they want to do. As I also outlined in my supporting information, they're limited incomes, but they do spend that money in our city. So they're shopping to buy their needs in this city, but to do that, they have to pay for that parking. I guess when the library comes online in 2 months' time, the users who frequent the library, yes, they will get half an hour free to go to the library, but they can't use their vouchers in there to stay longer. So accessing those things that a lot of people like to do, like family history, a lot of the social functions that library has in our community, those things are high points in our most vulnerable people's lives, and yet they're not being supported to participate in those. We need to find a way that we can make it easier and fairer and more equitable for people in our community. Thanks.
Thank you. Alderman Jarman.
Thank you. Look, I like the idea of this motion. I certainly think that anything we can do to help people that are on the concession vouchers that need as much help as possible certainly has its merit. My question would be perhaps to find out more information. I don't know whether we need to take this to a workshop, but with this 2,700 booklets out there, it's not as, noting the officer's comments as well, it's problematic. It's not going to be a simple fix and easy to transition into this style of looking after those people with those booklets. But I want to just remind people that this new car park that we've got, the wonderful multi-storey car park, is going to be the main car park for our library once it's there, our service TAS, the art gallery when it's moved, and Providor Place that's already there, let alone if there's a convention centre, an expo on, or anything open to the public. The nearest car park will be the small Edward Street car park that someone could use their concession voucher with. So I suppose what we've really got to do is look at being accessible to the community that are going to use the services that we are providing in these new buildings. So I don't know whether my fellow colleagues, how they feel about this idea. I certainly think it has merit to discuss and merit to really look at seriously, but I just don't know how we can make it happen and get the cogs turning. So whether or not we do a procedural motion and move it to a workshop so that we can have a really good discussion about it and get some more comments back from the officers about what's this going to cost, how's this going to happen.
Thank you. Alderman Goodwin.
Move a procedural motion, this goes to a workshop, Madam Mayor.
Then I'll second that.
What a good idea.
It's a great idea. Yeah. I just sort of thought about it. Just
good job. I'm happy to accept that procedural motion and Alderman Matthews. Yep. We don't discuss that, do we?
No.
I'll just move the motion. Thank you. That we adjourn
move
this
the
to
procedural
a workshop.
Motion goes to workshop.
Yep.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Thank you. I think that's there are some difficulties raised in that, but I think we need to have the conversation. Thank you, everyone. Item 5.1, Alderman Emerton and Alderman Matthews have indicated an interest.
Look after the place.
I will. Yeah.
Come back.
You need the... It's a bit lonely, isn't it?
We've got enough.
Yep. Don't need them.
And I'll move the recommendation.
We might just wait till they shut the door. Alderman Goodwin, Alderman Perry. Thank you. Sorry, you just... Alderman Goodwin.
Yeah, you're right. It's covered in the report, Madam Mayor. We've got the Kentish construction, 796, and it goes from there up to one and a half. So, once again, quite a large parameter on the pricing we often seem to see. Just depends, I suppose, on some of these other ones, how much work they've got on to what the number they put in. But I'm quite sure Kentish will do, they do quite a bit for council, so they'll do a good job. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Perry.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I support Alderman Goodwin's comments, and this just really is a formalisation of the discussions we had in the budget process, and I'm looking forward to this being completed. So I'm sure there'd be no reason why anyone wouldn't support it. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Jarman.
Just got some questions, if I may, through you to perhaps Matthew or Mr. May, depends on who wants to answer it. Just a couple of things, and I'm so pleased that we're doing something up the southern end of Rook Street. But a couple of things. Say in the future, and I know we've discussed this at workshop level, but I just want to reiterate this. Say in the future, we as a council get to the point where we're going to do something different with the mall. Shock horror, we might open it up. It might become a one-way street. It might become a two-way street. Don't know. It might stay as a mall. But if in the future something did change radically in that area, how much money would we have to spend on what we've already spent here to change? Is it going to be necessary to touch southern end of Rook Street, or can we leave it as is? And if we do them all, there won't be a lot of extra cost involved in uplifting what we've already done, in making it look
I
so good.
I asked this question quite some time ago.
Yes,
thank
yeah.
you.
So I just want to reiterate.
Yes. Mr. Atkins to answer, please.
Thank you.
Madam Chair. Yes, certainly the design's been done in a way that it's flexible for council to choose what it would like to do with the mall. If it was one-way traffic or two-way through the mall, this design wouldn't have any impact on that.
Lovely, thank you. And I do have one more question, if I may. At the moment, there's a little bit of work being done up at Mr. Briggs's development. Is this going, once this gets accepted, is this going ahead while that's happening, or is it going to wait until that work is done?
Yeah, we've had some discussions with that property owner, and there are some works that we'll do there in conjunction with the work that he's doing. So that'll happen first and prior to Christmas, most likely.
And we won't be working on this during the Christmas
season? That's right. The
busy
the
season.
Bulk of the work will start in the new year.
Thank you. That's all.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Goodwin to close.
Consider it closed, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Thank you. Alderman Milne. You're out. Tag teaming tonight. Should have just pushed the chair. Thank you. Item 5.2 is financial assistance grant request. We have several options. I would ask for a mover and seconder, please.
Madam Mayor, I'll move option A.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin.
Is that the big one?
Alderman Matthews, thank you.
Yes.
Alderman Goodwin.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. And look, I fully understand the situation and take on board that this hasn't not in line with our existing budget. We haven't budgeted for it. And of course, it came along after the actual budget had been finalised, if my memory serves me correctly. But of course, the situation is it is quite a, according to the presenters at the workshop, going to be quite a beneficial event for Devonport. And the simple fact of the matter is that they need funds, the work needs to be done, and we need to be proactive in order to facilitate it. So, by hook or by crook, we need to facilitate it somehow or other. So, we'll see what my fellow aldermen want to say about it.
Alderman Matthews.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Look, I totally agree with Alderman Goodwin because I know it's outside the normal guidelines. But the benefits to the community, I think, will be immense. The number of participants and people that will be coming here, and of course, it will be a huge benefit to our local economy. So, and I think that is a major thing. But not only that, it'll be a nationally given exposure. So, I mean, there are many benefits that having it here will be great. I think in the past it was only in Hobart. Now that it's come out and come to Devonport, I think that's fantastic for this city. So I certainly suggest that we all support the option A. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Emerton.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I do support recommendation option A. And concur with both the previous two speakers. This is a really wonderful opportunity for Devonport to showcase itself, and it's going to be well timed from the point of view of the Paranapple Centre be opening and the Providore Place probably, I would say, by then in full swing. And it's attracting significant numbers of mainland and international people that can tell of the good story. I am concerned that the application, obviously this whole process has been in the wings for 18 months or 2 years, and I guess what I'd like to say is that if there are organisations out there that are wanting to seek council funds,
Alderman Emerton, Alderman Perry.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I wasn't at the workshop that happened during, I guess, was either early July or late June, but I get from the sense around the table, the comments around the table, that there is general support from the Alderman after that workshop, and I am heartened by the fact that they'll be signing an agreement with Council that will allow public access to the boat ramp after the completion of the work. So I think that, as well as the points that Alderman Emerton made, is really important. I think really good for the eastern side of the river, that the public will have access, good access, safe access to water from that boat ramp. So I'm heartened by that and heartened by the comments of fellow Aldermen. So I'm happy to support option A. Thank you.
Thank you. I have to confess that I did struggle with this. I have been a strong advocate for our community grants guidelines and working through our processes that we've been able to put in place in the last few years. However, I think this is as much sponsorship as it is grant funding, and I see that that it will bring benefits to our city, not just in January when there are 200-odd people from interstate and overseas here, but ongoing in that they will come back and also provide that ongoing infrastructure for our community to use, including the Dragons Abreast ladies, etc. So a boat ramp for people to use as well. So I will support the motion, but as I said, I did struggle with the options, and I reiterate Alderman Emerton's comments around encouraging people to talk to council early rather than later, because we might not necessarily always be able to do this. But I do understand from the Commodore that they had in the order of $800,000 worth of damage done in the floods of 2016 that they are still trying to recover from. This will be a small part of that. But again, I will support the motion. However, I did struggle with it. On that note, I will ask Alderman Goodwin to close.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. And look, I fully understand where you're coming from, and I struggle with it as well from that point of view. But they were impacted exponentially by those floods, which, and you know, if that hadn't happened, they might have been in a far better position. But if you shut the gate, the horse wouldn't have got out. You know, so it's just one of these things that happens, and you know, and we need to be supportive in order to make it work, because at the end of the day, that makes us we're proactive, not reactive, and it'll be good for our city. Thank you.
Thank you. I will put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Thank you for that conversation. Item 6.1, workshops and briefing sessions. Do I have a mover?
So moved.
Recommendations. Thank you, Alderman Jarman. Seconder, please. Alderman Milne, thank you. Alderman Jarman.
It's all there, and excellent to have these workshops. And as you can see, sometimes there's some good things that come out of it. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Milne.
It was interesting to see the things that were discussed at the last workshop, and we certainly are moving forward in this city.
We are, thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Jarman to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.2, the Mayor's Monthly Report. Do I have a mover? Thank you, Alderman Emerton. Alderman Matthews, thank you. Alderman Emerton.
Nothing really to add. Mayor is doing a great job. Well done.
Thank you. Alderman Matthews.
Yes, I'll concur with that. So, no, nothing further to add.
Well, I'm not going to disagree. Alderman Matthews, thank you.
I agree with Alderman Emerton, but nothing further.
Thank you. Any other comments? Alderman Emerton to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.3 is the General Manager's Report. Thank you, Alderman Matthews. Alderman Milne. Alderman Matthews.
Yep. And really nothing further to add. Quite an extensive workload. It's all in the report, so nothing to add to that.
Thank you. Alderman Milne.
Very extensive workload to our GM, who's now gone off to enjoy some downtime. I would have liked to ask him about the Minister for Local Government asking or proposing that we're going to minimise red tape burden on councils, business and the broader community. Just wondered how he was going to actually do that. But that's a question for next time.
It's my understanding that's a direct quote from the announcement from the minister. So we will wait with bated breath, I'm sure. Thank you. Alderman Matthews. To close.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Consider it closed.
Sorry, jump again. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Thank you. Item 7.1 is Section 23, Governance, Finance and Community Services Report. Alderman Jarman. Do I have a seconder? Alderman Milne. Thank you. Alderman Jarman.
Yes, I just will point out my favourite broken record, I am. Regional Youth Strategy. We've got that through, which is excellent. A lot of work done. By the community as well as the staff here, and looking forward to implementing some things through that. So it should be very interesting how we can now facilitate, now that we have a strategy.
Thank you.
And all the others are very important as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Milne.
Well, I'll just add to that the importance of how I feel about the environmental strategy to be implemented quite soon, and the importance of looking after our beautiful parklands and environment in the city. So I really look forward to that being implemented in the near future. Fantastic.
We're all looking forward to lots of stuff. Alderman Jarman to close.
No,
sorry, Alderman Matthews.
No, I just wanted to make note of the Devonport retail strategy, which I think is very much vital to the economic future of the city. So, no, I think that's so important. But, yes, all the others are important as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, there's been a lot of work done by our staff over the last months to get these up and running so that no matter who the council is moving forward, no matter who's sitting around at the table, they'll have a strategy to follow and to work with. So I think that's really important. Alderman Jarman to close.
Yes, a lot of work to do. So that'll be interesting. Thank you. Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. That being the case, I'll ask for a motion to move out of open session. Thank you, Alderman Milne. Do I have a seconder, Alderman Jarman? Any comments? Alderman Milne to close. I'll put the motion. Thank you. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion's carried unanimously. Thank you. That being the end of the open session, I thank you. This was the last meeting in this space. Our meeting next month will be at the East Devonport Recreation Centre.